Hey girl, today we're getting real practical. Do you feel like you can't really find a rhythm to make those healthy meals throughout the week because you are so busy, your schedule's crazy, and you really don't think that you can have time to make healthy meals for you and your family? Well, I want to share with you five tips today to really help you get started. Really just simple, easy tips that you can implement today that can really set yourself up for success. So I hope you'll stick in, grab a notebook and a pen, and let's dive in. Girl, welcome to the podcast She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. I felt like it was important to do a episode just devoted to folks who really want to eat healthy, but really feel like they don't really know where to start and how to get a rhythm and a routine going that can really establish an automated way of making healthy meals throughout the week and not feeling like you have to dive into the convenience foods and maybe eat things that aren't as healthy as they could be. And as a working mom, I oftentimes really feel that overwhelm as well, especially on weeks that I'm not planned out and prepared. And to minimize my stress around food, I really like to have a plan in place. And I usually try to get this together on the weekends, but I don't spend a lot of time on it. You know, I used to pull out recipes from magazines or online and look through the recipes and pick the recipes out for the week. And then I'd go to the grocery store with a big long list. And of course, the recipes that you pick, you know, you use the ingredient like one serving of it, and then it sits in the refrigerator and it goes bad, and so it's wasted. So I moved away from that style of cooking a long time ago because I was just so much waste. And if you want to be successful in eating healthy and enjoying life, I know that it's super important to have a plan in place. If you don't have a plan and you don't have things on hand, it's very hard to do it and do it well. So I want to share with you the way that I do things, and maybe you can grab one of these and really be able to implement them in your own life. So five tips, the first one being that you do a quick meal plan for the week. And when I say that, think about your week ahead. And if you're anything like me, maybe on Sunday afternoon, you're thinking about what's on the schedule for the week ahead. When you do that, think about the nights that you're going to be home, the nights that you are not going to be home, and how many meals should you kind of plan and prep for. Or maybe you do this on a Friday so that you can get your groceries on Saturday or Sunday. However that looks, you're looking to the week ahead and what you've got on your calendar and how you can kind of prep ahead. So look what's already there. I like to see what we have in our freezer or in our refrigerator already. So I've already have some proteins that I can use that we have in the freezer. I will then begin to build a meal around that. For example, several weeks ago, I bought a container of this pad thai. It's already a convenience meal. It's already packaged, already cooked, basically have to warm it up from Costco. And, you know, fairly healthy, I can always add some vegetables or a salad to it, but it's something that's quick. So chances are I'm going to do that on a night that only takes about 15 minutes to put a meal together. Now, if I'm going to, like, for example, this week, I'm going to pull out some venison from the freezer and I'm going to make baked ziti tomorrow, which is Sunday. I'm recording this on a Saturday and I know this is an episode for a Monday, but I'm just sharing with you kind of how I think through this. I'm going to make baked ziti on a Sunday and I'm going to have leftovers for a few days, but chances are the pan's going to be so big, I'm going to cut it into portions and freeze it. So build a meal around the things you already have, around the protein. So then you're writing your grocery list out based on what you have and write that down for your plan for the week. Maybe your plan is to cook two meals because you know you're going to have leftovers, which we're going to talk about in just a second. So number two, first one is a quick meal plan. Don't spend hours on this. Spend maybe 15 minutes just going through what you already have and how you can put a meal together with the protein that you already have at your house. And maybe you don't have any, so go ahead and put that on your list. Number two tip is to plan your grocery list well before you go. Don't plan it in the car right before you walk into the store, and don't think that you can remember all the things once you get in the store. It's really about looking at what you have at home, writing down what you think you're going to need for the meal, and then, of course, what other staples that you need, and plan that out. And a lot of times what I'll do is if I go to, I typically shop at Walmart, Aldi, and Costco. Costco, I'm looking at their monthly sales, and then I'm looking at what proteins are on sale, what other things are on sale, and I only buy, when I go to Costco, I say that only, mostly what I buy is just the sale items. I don't go in there to do major grocery shopping. Or on a budget, there's a certain number I got to shop with, and then I'm going to Walmart and Aldi for the other things. So check the sales. Sometimes I'll go to Sam's as well. Produce sales also go on. So if you're at a regular grocery store, a lot of times those go on sale. You can save money there. But base your list off what meals that you have planned out. Don't go way rogue. Stick with the plan that you have for the week and buy your groceries based on the meals that you have for the week. And then, of course, what other staples that you might need to get through if you're packing lunches and those kinds of things. All right. Tip number three, plan for leftovers. Make sure that you are, if you can, this is a really great tip because you can use it for lunches, but you can also have a second meal for the week. This has helped me so much cooking meals with extra. So you're really only cooking one meal, but you can have it two different nights. And, you know, let's say you eat it on Sunday night, you cook a big meal, you have lots of leftovers, you can eat it on Sunday night, and then you can eat it again on Tuesday night or Wednesday night, whatever way that works for you. If it's a night where you just can throw it in the microwave and warm it up because you've got practices or whatever for your kids, or you've got something that you've got going on, you can have something quick. You know, batch cook vegetables and potatoes on Sunday. Like I'll do a sheet pan, pop the potatoes, chop those up, put some olive oil, salt and pepper, put them in the oven, roast them. You know, while you're doing that, you can maybe saute some or steam some broccoli or saute some vegetables like zucchini and onions and have a big, big pot of that as well. And so you already have what you need for a couple of meals. You can just pull out and just scoop those onto the plate and shove them in the microwave for a very quick meal during the week. You know, make extra, as I said, the baked ziti is going to make a huge pan. So separating them into freezer bags based on the amount that I know my family's going to need for maybe one meal, that is going to be great for down the road when I really don't have any time. You pull it out in the morning, it's thawed out, and you could just pop it in the microwave when you get home. So that's a great option. All right, tip number four is meal creation. A lot of people get really overwhelmed and bogged down by this, but I like to keep it simple. You know, simple works, and simple is quick, simple is easy, and it should not take you forever to make a meal. Now, sometimes maybe you want to do that. You want to do that for a special occasion, that's great. But when you're just trying to eat healthy and be consistent, you don't want to be bogged down by all the mental load that is required by all the constant thinking about, you know, what it is that you might need and the preparation and how long it's going to take to prepare. You really don't need to follow a recipe. Really don't follow recipes very much at all. And I will just take what I have, throw stuff in. I think when I do follow a recipe, it slows me way down. Like I cannot get done what I wanted to get done because I'm like stopping and taking the time to read the recipe. Now, of course, if you're baking something, that's a different story. But if we're trying to put something on the table for our family, typically we can do this without a recipe. Use protein as your foundation. This is what I do. So let's say you get a protein, whether it's chicken thighs, chicken breast, or maybe it's a lean beef, or maybe it is a turkey burger or something. Use that as your foundation. And what do you want to have with it? What do you have on hand? What did you get for the week? Maybe you wanted to do a chicken breast with a salad. That could be a great quick option. Chopping all your veggies ahead of time. Having those ready to go, throw them on top of the salad, your grilled chicken on top as well. That's a great one. Let's say you do a turkey burger. Maybe you don't want to use a bun. Maybe you have a turkey burger. Maybe you put a couple slices of avocado on top and you have a little bit of rice on the side with some zucchini and onions sauteed. That's a great option. Very quick, again, just throwing that in the skillet and use a little bit of olive oil and just saute that up. And it is fabulous. But it's really about how you season it, right? We don't want to eat healthy stuff if it tastes awful. So use some good seasoning, use some things, healthy fats that are going to make it taste good. All right, we've been through four. Let's hit number five. Don't waste time. This is huge. I really don't like things that waste time. And I try always look for ways to be efficient at what I'm doing. And when I say don't waste time, that's one of the things we've already just said. Don't get caught up in recipes with 50 ingredients, right? Don't get sucked into all these great recipes that, you know, we get the, you know, my son's fundraiser at school, you know, my husband ended up buying magazines, Southern Living, you know, all these great magazines that have all these wonderful recipes in them. They look delicious, fantastic. But unless you're a stay-at-home mom and you have no kids, stay-at-home person with no children and you have all the time in the world, then maybe you want to do this. Or maybe you're retired and you've got a whole lot of time on your hands. That is great. But when you're trying to be quick and efficient and you want to do things because you have so many other things on the schedule, then don't waste time going through recipes. Focus on the simple. You know, while you batch cook your potatoes, make sure you're doing the vegetables too. So think about how you can multitask. Sometimes I'll also throw some some eggs on the stove as well and hard boil them while I'm doing all that, because I can use those for my lunches throughout the week. And so it's thinking about what you can do while you're in the kitchen doing the stuff and have several things going at once so that you feel like you are prepped and ready and on top of it and you've got things on hand. It's when we don't have things on hand that we just get overwhelmed and we just start raiding the pantry and we eat everything in sight before we even think about what we're going to cook. And we don't really feel like we can get something healthy out for our families because we're just so exhausted. So maximize your time by doing more when you're doing it. So think about how that looks for you, how your time frame looks, what might be a better day to kind of prep that. Maybe that's Saturdays for you. Maybe that's not Sundays. Sundays may be a family day. You know, think about how you can do that. Just kind of thinking about the five tips, really beginning with that simple foundational, a quick plan for the week. Get that grocery list before you go. Plan that out, maybe with some sales at the stores that you shop at. Always making extra for leftovers so that you can actually have two meals out of one. And then just keeping it simple with your meal creation. Think of ways to maximize your time, not wasting it. The key for me really is a simple meal plan. And it's based what I already have, what grocery staples I need. Certainly I'll grab those, but whatever I need for dinners that I have planned is what I grab. Stop overcomplicating things. You know, once you find a rhythm, it's going to get automated and cooking at home is going to just become easy for you. And you're just going to kind of find that, like, I can do this, and you'll get encouraged. So I hope this has encouraged you. And I would love to hear your tips. These are just things that I do, things that have worked for me, and how to get healthy meals consistently for myself and my family, and not making excuses about not having time. We all have the same amount of time in our days, and how do we maximize that? That's the way we want to look at this. So I hope this has helped in some way. A little different practical take today on just how we can do this thing and walk it out in real life. So I hope this has blessed you. Feel free to come into our Facebook group, She Breaks Free, or also email me at TaraJ@dietditching.com. I'd love to hear what kind of tips and tricks that you have that have worked great for you. Take care and God bless. If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.